Really, it's roasting ears is what it is, but they call it roasting ears. What they mean, though, is roasting ears. Roasting ears is what they call them.
What do you do when you shuck corn?
Shuck corn?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you never have shucked no corn?
Well, it's been a long time.
Well, you just, on rainy days, we always had a bunch of hogs in the pen, you know, and a bunch of cows to feed. We never fed nothing but shucks, mind you, hardly ever. Sometimes we'd feed cottonseed, but we'd go a rainy morning like this, Papa would have us to go and shuck corn, you know, get out. I guess just to keep us out of meanness, get us out of the house some. Go out there and shuck corn. We always had two corn boxes. And we'd shuck it and put the big ears in one box and the nubbins, we call them nubbins, in another. And it'd be the little ears, you know, and the rotten corn. We'd put all that in the different box, feed the hogs. And we'd save the shucks. You had a shuck bin, you know, and when the cows come in, we'd just get a basket or two of shucks and go scatter them out for the cows to eat.
Did you do anything with that stringy stuff on the ears?
You mean the silks?
Yes, sir.
No, they'd go in with the shucks, the cows would eat it. And he never would let us give the horses no rotten corn. We'd always have to, on the little end of the, we'd wring it off, you know, the little bitty end where there might be a few rotten grains. Mm-hmm. We'd just sort of wring it off, throw it in where the hog's corn was.
Was that thing that grew right out the top of the corn stalk good for anything?
Tossel? That's where your grains come from. That was a seed that pollinates, you know, it'd fall on the silks and go down the silk and cause the grains. Now you can raise a stalk of corn out there if you cut the tossel out of it. You won't have no corn on the cob.
Mm.
You just have a cob without the grains on it.
Yes.
Mm. And they never did, well, the cows and stuff would eat them tossels. We used to call what we called breaking tops for the horses, you know. And after the corn got made, the ears got filled out good. And too hard for roasting ears, you go and break the top out just above that ear, you know, and tote them in for horses, feed the horses at dinner time. I've broken many a load of tops.
You got any kind of mushrooms growing around here, wild, or do people grow them?
No, time. I don't know nobody ever grows any. Now, there's mushrooms all over. You'd find mushrooms all around, but I've never fooled with mushrooms. But some of them are deadly poison, they say.
Mm-hmm.
And I never would know the difference between a poison one and one wasn't poison. Of course, I don't care too much about eating mushrooms, no man.
Yes.